Welcome, JesusJournal.tv. God is alive. Jesus is alive. He rose him from the grave 3 days after. He's sitting in the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, and will soon return for his bride without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, for those who are looking for his coming and have made themselves ready. So this is 12 roles of Jesus. Most of them are I ams. This is the fourth one, the way, the truth, and the life. This is how Jesus said it. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If you're a Christian, you've had to hear that scripture over and over because it's one of the big ones. The way. So what's it mean that Jesus is the way? I remember this song a few years ago, Are You Going to Go My Way, by Lenny Kravitz. And that's what God is always asking. Are you going to go my way? That's what the Holy Spirit is asking. Are you going to go my way? And we're asking, are you going to go my way? We're always trying to get people to go our way. But Jesus is the way, and if he is the way, then I'm not the way. If Jesus is the way, your pastor is not the way. If Jesus is the way, your mom is not the way. If Jesus is the way, your father-in-law is not the way. We may point the way, and the point the way is to Jesus, follow Jesus. We need to know that Jesus is the way. He's always the way. When there seems no way, he is the way. When you've lost your way, he is the way. He is always the way. And so we need to understand that, you know, and to move in his way and not get in his way, but move his way. He is the truth. So what is the truth? That's what Pilate asked. Jesus says, I am the truth. And Pilate goes, well, what is the truth? And we live in that generation. What is the truth? We're living in a generation, a society where people can have my own truth. I saw a video the other day and say, you know, this girl was saying, says, what I said yesterday was a truth. And what I'm saying today is a truth. I just changed my mind, but nevertheless, yesterday what I said was the truth, and what I'm saying today is the truth. Whatever I say is always the truth. That's what she's saying. Well, she's full of falsehoods. You don't think I was going to say something else, did you? She's full of falsehoods. Jesus is the truth. He has the truth in everything. So anyway, when you don't know the truth, when you're not understanding what is the right way to go, go to Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. He will tell you the truth on every single thing if you seek him with all your heart. He's also the way, the truth, and he is the life. How has life been treating you? Well, Jesus is the life. He's treating you pretty well. He is the life, not your life. He is the life. We need to surrender our life. We need to yield our life. We need to, you know, lay down our life. And take up his cross, take up our cross and follow him. So he is the way, the truth, and the life. If we're not having life abundantly, and abundantly doesn't always mean everything on the outside, it can mean those things, but we can always live it abundantly no matter how our situation is on the outside, because that life abundantly comes out of the rivers of living water in us. You know, God changes from the inside out. So we should always have abundant life on the inside. We should always be seeking his way, seeking his truth, and having that abundant life. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus came to give us life abundantly. And that life abundantly must start in the heart. And we can have that life abundantly, even not have that life abundantly on the outside. In fact, many Christians don't have much opportunity for that abundant life on the outside. North Korea, you know, Iran, you know, in parts of, you know, or China, they've had to have that abundant life on the inside because everything on the outside is taken. They're being jailed and imprisoned and beat, but they're still having an abundant life while that's going on. And another thing that Jesus said, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming up to me, coming to the Father, but by me. So what's that mean? Because people want to say, well, that's Jesus is only one of many ways. No, he's not. He is the only way. He's the only way, the only truth, and the only life. There is no other way. There is no other truth. There is no other life into the Father. Now, there's a lot of different religions out there. But let me tell you something. Jesus is an equal opportunity Savior, which means he doesn't care if you're rich or if you're poor. Now, there is religions out there that if you're rich, you're going to heaven. And if you're poor, you're going to heaven. Some people take the vow of poverty and think they're going to heaven because of their poverty. Blessed are the poor, for they shall, inherit the kingdom of God. But I'm telling you, just how poor do you have to be, you know, to go to heaven if you think that way? And how rich do you have to be? There is, you know, religions out there focus on much money. But Jesus does not consider how much money you have or how much money you don't have. We're all in debt as far as he's concerned. We're all in debt to God. And he came to pay the price. So rich or poor, it doesn't matter to him. Strong or weak, there is religion out there that's all about the strength. It's all about your works. It's all about how strong you can be. So if you're strong, maybe you'll get into heaven. If you're weak, you're not going to get into heaven. But the people that are given to strength, just like the people are given to rich, they choose that religion because it works for them. It seems to be their way, their truth, their life. But they're going to find out there isn't a way, truth, or life at the end of that road. Jesus is an equal opportunity savior. Educated or uneducated. There is a religion out there for those who are highly educated. And the uneducated, they're going to have to live this life over and over and over until they get educated. But that life is doesn't, you know, but Jesus doesn't care how smart you are or how dumb you are. Just long you're smart enough to know you need a savior, and his name is Jesus. Because Jesus is an equal opportunity savior. He doesn't care if you're rich. He doesn't care if you're poor. He doesn't care if you're strong. He doesn't care if you're weak. He doesn't care if you're educated or uneducated. There are all kinds of religions out there that you can choose based on what fits you. But I'm telling you, Christianity doesn't fit anybody, because in Christianity, we all have to die to ourselves, pick up a cross, and follow him. But he's equal opportunity. He'll never turn anybody away. Anybody who comes to Jesus, he'll never turn them away. And everybody who came to Jesus, he didn't turn away. There's some people that turned away themselves. They walked away. Because Jesus would say something. The young rich ruler came to Jesus, and Jesus said, you know, give everything you have and sell everything you have and give it to the poor. Take up your cross and follow me. And he walked away. Jesus didn't tell him to go away. He walked away. Because he was looking for a religion that would fit him best. And that's why we got to be careful. But you know, so Christianity is kind of all-inclusive and all-exclusive at the same time. It's all-inclusive, meaning all who repent of their sins towards God and have faith in Lord Jesus are saved. But all those who want to come based on their own money, want to come based on their own intelligence, want to come based on their own strength, they're excluded. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come unto the Father but by Jesus.